Hey there, welcome to the Friday edition of Following the Truth. I'm your host, Gary Zimek. Thank you so much for stopping by. Hope we can you can all hang out for the next 5 minutes with me. Today we're going to continue our series on the bread from heaven, commonly referred to as the bread of life discourse in John's Gospel chapter 6. This is very important. This is where Jesus talks about the necessity for us to eat his body and drink his blood. And today we're going to see some people having a great deal of difficulty with this. Now, we're not going to see the conclusion of this. That's going to be from tomorrow's Daily Mass. But we are going to see most of it. You know what? I just decided I'm going to read tomorrow's Gospel too, since we don't do a podcast on Saturday. Let's read it now. John chapter 6, and begins in verse 52. The Jews quarreled among themselves, saying, "How can this man give us his flesh to eat?" Jesus said to them, "Amen, amen, I say to you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you do not have life within you. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him on the last day. For my flesh is true food, and my blood is true drink. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood remains in me, and I in him. Just as the living Father sent me, and I have life because of the Father, so also the one who feeds on me will have life because of me. This is the bread that came down from heaven. Unlike your ancestors who ate and still died, whoever eats this bread will live forever." These things he said while teaching in the synagogue at Capernaum. Now this is tomorrow's Gospel from Daily Mass. Again, John 6, beginning in chapter 60. Many of the disciples of Jesus who were listening said, "This saying is hard. Who can accept it?" Remember, these are his disciples. These are the people following him that are saying, "This is hard. Who can accept it?" Since Jesus knew that his disciples were murmuring about this, he said to them, "Does this shock you? What if you were to see the Son of Man ascending to where he was before? It is the Spirit that gives life, while the flesh is of no avail. The words I have spoken to you are spirit and life, but there are some of you who do not believe." Jesus knew from the beginning the ones who would not believe and the one who would betray him. And he said, "For this reason I have told you that no one can come to me unless it is granted him by my Father." As a result of this, many of his disciples returned to their former way of life and no longer walked with him. Jesus then said to the 12, "Do you also want to leave?" Simon Peter answered him, "Master, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. We have come to believe and are convinced that you are the Holy One of God." So there you have it. People had a really hard time with this teaching of Jesus as the bread of life. And what he was doing, he was basically stretching their faith. Say, "I'm going to ask you to believe something that's very difficult to believe, something that you are not going to be able to verify with your senses." And I think that's where we can sometimes struggle when it comes to the Eucharist. And we can get a little desensitized when it comes to the enormity of the gift that Jesus gives us in the Eucharist. It's hard. And it's something by faith that we can work at, but we do need to work at it. And I think this is a good reminder. And that's why I was saying earlier in the week, it's a good idea to put ourselves in the place of those who are hearing this for the first time. And they were having a hard time. But some, as Peter stated, some people stayed with Jesus. They said, "Who else should we go to? I know this is hard, but Lord, we're going to stick with you." And I think each one of us have to make that decision. Are we willing to stick with Jesus and his Catholic Church, even though some of her teachings can be difficult at times, such as the Eucharist? Personally speaking, it's the greatest gift that the Lord ever gave us, his body, blood, soul, and divinity. I'm going to pray for you that you'll be able to better appreciate it, and I would ask that you pray for me in return. Have a fantastic weekend, and I look forward to joining you next week on Following the Truth. Bye-bye.